This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today. Shipping challenges continue to make life difficult for farmers and sellers who need to move commodities to overseas markets. Mike Seifert, president and CEO of the National Grain and Feed Association, says the falling levels on U.S. waterways plus the threat of a potential railroad strike is almost a perfect storm.
It really is kind of the perfect storm of what we've seen with some of the rail challenges and the river challenges we've had. And if I had a dollar for every time someone who's been in the industry 30, 40 years this year has told me, I've never seen this before, I could send both my kids to college and I could still retire very comfortably, I think. It has certainly been a challenge. We've still got some challenges on the rail side. If you look at year-over-year numbers, we're still needing to get back. But if you look at where we were in April, we've come a long ways on that front, I would say. So we're doing better. But when you throw in the challenges on the river and you throw in the threat of a rail strike, it's been a challenging year. There's no doubt about that. 25% of the grain and oil seeds, bulk commodities, are moved by rail. And then you add in almost an equivalent number of cars are moved when you combine flour, biofuels, ethanol, DDGs, soy meal. It's a huge impact from both a moving product for export, moving product for processing.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.